Our Gemara in Tanis Daf Chaf Amud Beis quotes many wonderful things about Rav Huna, and one of the things they say is V'chol Panei Demali Shabbos Havim Meshadra Shlucha L'Shuka. Every Arab Shabbos in the afternoon, Rav Huna would send a messenger to the marketplace V'chol Yarcha Davi Fayer Shlucha L'Gine Yizavin Lei, and he would purchase all the vegetables that were left with the gardeners who sold their crops to throw them into the river V'shadei Leil Nahara. So the Gemara says V'lasve Aniyim, why did he have to throw out the vegetables? Why couldn't he give it to the poor? So Zimdin the Samchu Datayu, because the Gemara says if he did this, the poor would sometimes rely on the fact that Rav Huna would hand out vegetables, v'lo asu l'mizban, and they wouldn't come purchase any, and that would ruin the gardener's livelihood. So the Gemara says, fine, don't, you don't have to, give them away, but, why do you have to throw them into the river? So why can't you l'shad l'behema? So all of the vegetables that you're not going to, you don't want to use, you don't want to sell, so give them to the animals for animal food. So the Gemara answers, Kesavar, Rav Huna said, Maichel Adam Ein Machil Nebehema. It's usher to give human food, food designed for human consumption, for animals to eat. Is this a Minag Tov? Is this a Halacha? So first you have to understand why. So Rashi says, Mishum Bizui Ochlin. It's a bizayon, it's an embarrassment to the food. It looks like a lack of a karas hatov. Hashem gave you food for humans for you to eat, and you're going and giving it to animals. That's not the way it should be. Animals have animal food. Humans should eat their food. Inami, and Rashi gives another issue regarding that discussion, but this is the issue over here. It's considered a bizayon of ochlin, an embarrassment to the food, to give animal food, to give human food, to animals for consumption. So this Gemara and this Rashi is not cited in Shulchan Aruch, but it is cited by the Magen Avraham. You can look this up on the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Ayin Aleph and Sifkat and Aleph. He cites this lahalacha, and the Tshuva Space Yitzchak Rav Yitzchak Shmelkus in Yerodeya in Chelik Aleph Siman Ayin Tes doesn't think that the Magen Avraham holds that this is a halacha. He thinks that this is like a minag tov, a nice thing to do if there's no other need to not give the food to the animals. But of all else being equal, it's a nice thing to do. However, regardless, the Magen Avraham is cited lahalacha by the Gilyon Rabbi Kiva Eger on our Gemara, the Be'er Heitev in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Shlomo, the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Mem Beis says it is usher to give human food to animals to eat, the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Kesosa Shulchan Aruch Chaim Noah writes in Siman Lamed Tes, all these posts in bring the halacha, that you can't give human food to animals to eat. And the Mishnah Berurah says that according to Magen Avraham, the halacha also applies to birds as well. That would seem to preclude, feeding crumbs to the birds. That would be a problem according to the Mishnah Berurah. And this is one school of thought amongst the posukim that is an isser in the Gemara to give human food to animals to eat. Comes the Eliyahu Rabbah. The Eliyahu Rabbah and the Magen Avraham often don't see eye to eye. And this is another place. The Eliyahu Rabbah writes in that Siman and Kuf Ayin Aleph, he says, we don't find this discussed in the posukim, meaning for Eliyahu Rabbah Rishonim. None of the Rishonim bring this idea from the Gemara. It's clearly something that Rav Huna did, but it's not a halacha. This is also the opinion of Rav Yaakov Emden in his Hagos on our Gemara, the Magen Giborim, who says, V'chein amadvar, this is what people know. This people know, you give leftover food to your animals, there's no issue whatsoever. The Chida and the Pesach Einayim in our Gemara is cited in the Zechor L'Avram. The Chsam Sofer in his notes on the Magen Avraham cites many Gemaras that indicate that we do give food to animals, Gemara Msachim, Gemara Gwing of Beitza, the Shola Mesiv, Yosher Saul Nathanson also says that clearly we have other Gemaras all over the place. It's the Midas Chasidus, the Das Torah, the Bijana Rav. Ravad Yosef has a commentary on Maseches Tainis. It is Mor Yisrael. He brings a lot of these sources in addition in the Yalkut Yosef. There's a Kovetz, there's a Torah journal called the Otsos Yushalayim. So in the Kovetz Otsos Yushalayim, Michael Kuf Zayin, they bring every single Maimer Chazal and Medrash and Gemara and everywhere, Breisa, that tells of places where we give human food to animals for their consumption, showing that this clearly cannot be an Isser. So we have here a Machlokas amongst the Poskim. Is it an Isser or a Minag Tov? But V'chein HaMadvar, we see that generally people do give human food to animals for consumption in the right situation. The Mishnah Berurah here as well cites the Machzis HaShachal, who says that if all you have is human food, you can give it to an animal to eat. And he says this is why the Minag HaOlam is to give breadcrumbs to birds. We have a Makar in the Poskim to give breadcrumbs to birds. It says the Machzis HaShachal because this is what you have to give them. If this is what you have available to feed them, You're allowed to give them breadcrumbs, no issue whatsoever. Now, the minhag certainly is to be makil when it comes to food for animals. But even according to the machmir, let's say we walked out of here today and we said we're going to be machmir for the Aruch HaShulchan, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, to not give food, human food to animals. What are the kulas? What are the rules, the parameters of this halacha? So the Ksav Sofer has a tshuva in Orach Chaim in Siman Lamed Gimel. So he says the Isser is only for other people's animals or wild animals. But you can give human food to your animal. It's only to go to other animals, but for you and your animal, you can use your own food because it's not a bizayin of ochlin, because it's your food and you're using it for your own product and your own livelihood. And this is cited by the Minchas Yitzchak and Chelek Gimel and other poskim as well. Another important kula to using animal food, human food for animals, is the Sefer Eitz Hasada in Perachav Beis. And other Sfarim say there's no issue if it's less than a kazayas. So you have another kula for feeding the birds, breadcrumbs as well. It's less than a kazayas, no problem at all. Another kula, the Beis Baruch, which is a commentary on the Chai Adam. So he writes in the Klal Mem Hei that if the food isn't suitable for human consumption, you can give it to animals. If the bread is a little bit stale and it's not something you would save anymore, you can give that away. And this is alluded to the Meiri and our Gemara and Tainus, the Imre Yemes, cited by the Pardes Yosef and Parshas Mishpatim, also says that if the food is not so good anymore and not so fresh that people are going to eat it, not even that it's spoiled, but it's just not something you would save, you're allowed to give that to the animals without a problem. The Sholem Eishiv also says that the food is raw in its stage where it would not be edible until processed, you can give that away as well to the animals. So let's say you bought sweet potatoes, and you know nobody's going to eat raw sweet potatoes, so you can chop that up and give it to your horse, if that's what you have. You can give that away, not a problem. If it's not at the human the stage of human readiness to eat that food, you can also give that away. There is something fascinating cited by the poskim, which I don't know how often this would come up, but there is a Taz. The Taz writes in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, Sifkat Nirches, and he's citing the Beis Yosef, citing the Kolbo, who says that if you slice a piece of bread, you shouldn't give the first slice to an animal or a guy. It's all Alpi Kabbalah. He cites a Rakanti, that there's an Inyan of the first slice, the first Prus Alpi Kabbalah. It should only be given to a Jew, and it's considered not of the proper status, not respectful to the bread, to give the first slice to an animal or a non-Jew. It should go to a Jew. And the Magen Avraham cites this as well in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. Ein l'hachal miprusas habetzia. You shouldn't give the slice of the initial slice of the bread, that first slice of cut from the bread, la'akam o l'behema. The Eliyahu Rabbah cites this as well. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Ben Ishchai cites it in Parshas Emor. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Ve'ein l'hachal miprusas hamotza l'kusi o l'behema. The Aruch HaShulchan probably had to change that to kusi because of the censors. They weren't going to allow that as well. The Aruch HaShulchan is heavily censored in that regard. The Mishnah Berurah also notes this as well. The first slice should not be given to such people. So let's get to the burning question. That is, can you feed animals in the zoo? That's really what we care about. You're on a Pesach trip, you're on a Sukkot trip, and you have food. Can you give it to the animals in the zoo? The first thing is that it's probably not allowed in the zoo. So let's just first get out of the issue of that. You probably shouldn't feed the animals. I'm sure there are signs in most zoos saying don't feed the animals. But let's say there were no such signs and you could feed the animals. So the Sefer Yedei Kohen and the Sefer Kanel Chachaver and Siman Lamates both say that one shouldn't give human food to the animals in the zoo. Because even according to the Mekilim, even according to those people who are lenient, you should only give human food to animals if there's a need, if there's a tzorach. But you don't need to give food to animals in the zoo. They're fed. They're doing just fine without your help. And therefore, it would seem to be a violation of this either Isser or Minhag Tov to give food to animals in the zoo because there's no tzorach whatsoever. They don't need it. They're perfectly fine without you giving it. And that would be the proper way to act when visiting the zoo. That what?
You know, you have like the geese.
Yeah.
And you throw the bread to the geese.
Yeah.
So it's not your own geese.
That's a separate issue regarding feeding wild animals on Shabbos. That's a separate, feeding wild animals on Shabbos. There's a separate issue by feeding the birds Shabbos Shira. The earliest source we have in writing about feeding the birds Shabbos Shira is the Magen Avraham telling you not to feed the birds Shabbos Shira. We have no earlier source in writing than the Magen Avraham telling us not to do it. So the first source of feeding the birds is the Isser feeding the birds. There is technically an earlier source. The previous Rebbe of Chabad has a the Chabad Rebbeim descend from the Maharal of Prague. They have Yichus back to the Maharal of Prague, and he has a Sicha where he discusses that they have a family tradition that the Maharal of Prague would gather the children around in Shabbos Shira and explain to them the idea of Hakar Satov to the birds to feed them bread. But that's not, we don't have it in writing. We only have, first time we have it recorded is from the Lubavitcher Rebbe 400 years later. So that's not even necessarily such a great source. Okay, we'll continue with this another time.